This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters Monday that experts are hard at work on a vaccine for COVID-19. He said it might even be, in his words, ready before a very special date, without specifying the exact date. You know what date I'm talking about, he said. In an afternoon news conference at the White House, the president admitted he'd never liked political rival and decorated Vietnam veteran John McCain, but denied he had ever made disrespectful remarks about members of the military, as reported recently in the Atlantic Weekly. The president also said, when questioned, that he would support an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who's been accused of breaking campaign finance laws. Mr. Trump said he didn't know much about the allegations, published Sunday by the Washington Post, but would support removing DeJoy if he were found to have done something dishonest. He added, however, that he thinks DeJoy is an honest man. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Monday granted an absolute pardon to a U.S. Marine convicted in the 2014 killing of a transgender woman, days after his office blocked a court order for the Marine's early release. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton was convicted of homicide in December 2015, a year after he met a woman in a bar and went with her to a motel. Soon afterward, hotel staff members found the woman dead in the bathroom. Duterte's spokesman, Harry Roque, said the pardon didn't wipe out Pemberton's conviction. He said President Duterte still considers Pemberton a killer. Human rights advocates and lawyers for the victim's family criticized the move as an effort to curry favor with the United States. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Also, the latest on the presidential race. And we have an app you can download. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Monday that countries that bolstered their health care systems in recent years have fared better than others amid the COVID-19 pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged countries to learn from the current pandemic to prepare for the next one. He praised Thailand, Mongolia, Senegal, and other countries for their response to the virus. Meanwhile, India on Monday became the country with the second highest number of confirmed coronavirus cases behind the United States. Until today, Brazil had the second highest total. The Indian Health Ministry reported a record 90,802 new cases on Monday, giving India a total of more than 4.2 million cases since the outbreak began. India also added 1,016 deaths on Monday, which pushed its overall death toll to 71,642. Brazil still has the second highest death toll after the United States. 126,650 Brazilians have lost their lives to the virus. The United States leads the world with about 6.3 million confirmed cases and 189,000 deaths. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan recently directed authorities to release hundreds of female prisoners who are awaiting trial for minor offenses or who have served most of their prison terms. Rights advocates have hailed the move, hoping it will ease the plight of the country's female prison population. Khan's directive last week stemmed from a new official study that found women's jails are rife with poor conditions, and authorities often ignore laws meant to protect female inmates. The report by the Federal Human Rights Ministry said that of the 1,121 women in prison as of mid-2020, nearly 67% had not been convicted of any offense and were detained while awaiting conclusion of their trial. The government has pledged to pay the financial penalties outstanding against female prisoners whose remaining sentences are less than 3 years, so they could be released immediately. And the World Food Program says an estimated 45 million people in southern Africa are food insecure. The number of people without access to adequate, affordable, and nutritious food is up 10% from last year. WFP says the COVID-19 pandemic, coupled with climate change and the struggling economies of several countries, are the main causes of the food insecurity. Zimbabwe is the worst affected country, with its numbers of hungry expected to reach 8.6 million by the end of this year. And once again, you can find more at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.